what we've realized, to make any decisions, we have to have a solid plan. So we're going through the strategic planning process to develop that base so we can move forward. And then any initiative from there on out is always checked back to that strategic plan.
And I know that this is actually something that has been a conceptual idea in the district for the last several years in terms of increasing parent involvement and transparency in the district. So you're encouraging folks that have stakeholders to get involved.
Absolutely, because we can't create a great plan if we don't know what our public is interested in. So that's why we're having our community forum, so people have an opportunity, or they can go online and give us information as well.
Now, there was originally a series of meetings that were scheduled, but they have been rescheduled. What is the new schedule for the meetings?
Right. We're moving everything to the first week of October. It'd be Tuesday, October 2nd through Thursday, October 4th, and we have those at various schools.
And those are evening meetings. Mm-hmm. And if you can't make those, how about online? How can they get their thoughts in?
Right. Just check on the website. Open it up. My face is there saying hello. Just scroll down, hit the link, and you'll go right into the survey. It's a 3-question survey. Open-ended, pretty easy to fill out. But again, we need the input to make the right choices.
What is the goal here with this project?
We're hoping to have 4 to 5 main areas that we'll focus on, and then we'll have ad hoc committees, if you will, that will work during the year to achieve those goals. And then next October, a group that's already meeting, this October, will come back and assess how we've done.
It can be a process sometimes that when you get people involved with it, a lot of different ideas come up, a lot of different concepts, which of course you want that because that's where a lot of the good programs and whatnot can come from. But you also kind of got to make your way through it. So you do have somewhat of an allowable time to get through all of this, right?
Right. And that's why we chose to have a neutral, if you will, facilitator from the Michigan Association of School Boards. He'll take, he's not vested in it. Like we would say, oh, that's our project. He'll be able to take things and help guide us and lead us to those 4 to 5 priorities.
Okay. I know the meeting schedule is as follows. It's Tuesday, October 2nd at Bothwell Middle School, and then Wednesday the 3rd at Sandy Knoll, and Thursday the 4th of October at Superior Hills Elementary. All those meetings are at 6. Any interested parties can attend those sessions, and you're definitely encouraging its parents, its community members, it's just anyone that has an interest in the future of the district.
Right. This is their opportunity to tell us what they think. And it's basically, what do we do well? What could we improve upon? And what would you recommend for us so we can see what the public's thinking about?
You've got the annual report coming out this week. You've got some other showcases, a few things for folks to be aware of. What's happening?
There is a lot. Fall and spring are really our busiest times of the year. And now with this fall, especially at the high school, we've got a senior night planned, a college night, a junior night, an open house at the high school. We're also reporting then on our data from last year to see how we've done and what kinds of strategies we've put in place to improve our goals. So it's been pretty busy.
How is it looking for the district right now? I mean, we've talked with some of the other districts in the area. Some are up, some are down, some are leveling off. What's happening in the Marquette district?
We're anticipating about 65 new students. And in fact, the first week of October is when the official count occurs. We've seen an upswell in our kindergarten numbers. We predicted that, and it's coming true. And then our high school actually has increased by quite a few students this year.
School's of choice factor in that at all?
School's of choice is huge. The window closed a week ago, and we've been surprised at the numbers, especially at the high school, that have come in.
So with other programs and whatnot, I'm sure there's always the constant challenge of watching the funding battles in Lansing and everything like that. But infrastructure-wise and everything, any projects or anything that you're watching, or are things going to hold their own pretty well for at least the next year?
Oh, that's a great question, because we're talking with the board about implementing some things for this year that we haven't done for a while because we haven't put any money into infrastructure. I'll be going forward at our first meeting in October, bringing some bids forward. Cherry Creek School needs a new roof. Mm-hmm. We want to put some money in technology, and that's pretty exciting. The staff is really looking forward to that. And then also we're looking at buying some new buses. So that's money that we've had put away, and we think it's time to use it now.
Yeah, technology is probably a constant challenge, isn't it?
It certainly is. And I'll tell you, I am learning so much about things that I never had a clue or thought I'd want to know about. Mm-hmm. But it is very exciting, and we'll be able to bring some things to the school we haven't seen ever.
So again, with this strategic planning process, for folks that want to get involved, how can they find out more information?
They can go to our website, the school website, and or they can call our office at 225 225- 4200, and Laura will answer the phone, and she knows it all. Just ask her a question, and if she doesn't know it all, even though I think she does, she'll find the right person for you.
You know, we should have Laura on the phone.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah.
I mean, on the show sometimes.
Yes, yes. I mean, she tells me where to go all the time. You know, my schedule. Yes.
But again, folks can contact the district, and you were encouraging, you know, this is the time now that if people have some ideas and concerns and thoughts and praises and whatnot, to get involved.
Absolutely. We need your information and we need your feedback.
That's a good way to leave it there if you're interested in that process. Again, the meetings are coming up on the October 2nd at Bothwell Middle School. That's a Tuesday at 6 p.m. Wednesday the 3rd at Sandy Knoll Elementary at 6 p.m. and Thursday the 4th at Superior Hills Elementary at 6 p.m. and also an online option for you to submit your information as well. Debbie, thanks for your time this morning and good luck with the effort.
Yes, thanks to both of you too.